fighting for America.
Last year was the best job growth we had seen since the 1990s. The unemployment rate's now dropped to 5.6%. We've seen manufacturing come back. We have cut our deficits. Gas prices have dropped.
Fighting for Idaho.
Government is already too big. The deficit has gone from $10 trillion to $18. $18 trillion in the amount of time he's been there. But it's not enough. It's not enough.
Fighting for you.
But if we nominate another candidate in that mold, the same people who stayed home in 08 and 12 will stay home in 2016, and the Democrats will win again.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And as Idaho gets ready for the president to come in, we are asking you to go to our website, 580kido.com. Coming up before noon today, I will have my thoughts on why the president will be coming here. You might have missed it last hour, Tea Party Bob and I going at it. Look, I love Tea Party Bob. I admire what he's about, the Gem State Patriot, and respectfully, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. He was so good, he had it figured out a couple weeks ago why the president's coming here. So we'll see about that. And like I said, we're having our pre-presidential party tomorrow. If you are coming, you need to send me an email or message me on Facebook. But you're going to have to be creative. And if you're not, you're going to get the bell. And, you know, you can't do 3 hours of Obama stinks as much as you'd like to. That's not entertaining for the rest of the audience. Julie Lindy with us from Cornerstone joining us here at 580 KIDO. Good to have you with us, ma'am.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Your show always delivers.
We try. That's why we have you here. if it was just on the host, we'd be talking about getting citations for eating and driving. So we've got some great content with you.
We'll discuss Whoppers of a different kind.
Well, speaking of which, culturally, where are we at in our great state where we have the Add the Words movement being promoted by the media, where we have people subtly and maybe in their ignorance going, well, if something historic happens, what happened, you know, it won't get passed. But I mean, it's as if the media has taken sides with this campaign, and we haven't had people on like you. You haven't been interviewed that I know of, and other great conservatives that really were behind the movement to protect marriage here in Idaho.
Absolutely. The media has taken sides, and that's just the lay of the land. That's the hand we're dealt. And so we go to our constituencies. We go to the good people who voted the conservatives into office in Idaho. A lot of people do understand that being compassionate is important. I think that's the fallback for most Idahoans. We're always compassionate people. This bill, the Add the Words bill, House Bill 2, does not create compassion. You can't legislate kindness. You can't have the government telling you mean versus real mean versus really, really mean. Because what's happening is this is creating special rights for a specific group of individuals, and it's taking away rights from everybody, and frankly, including from that same group of people. Every citizen of Idaho has the right to live free, including family business owners. And the full weight of the government being locked and loaded on family business owners, and a bill like House Bill 2 puts a big, huge target on the free exercise of religion, the freedom of speech, and the right of association. And no state agency or elected official should be able to use their power to coerce or force any citizen of Idaho under the threat of punishment.
And what happens when all of a sudden you bring this up, or you're in opposition to adding the words or same-sex marriage? How are you treated? Are you embraced with a big hug of tolerance?
No, the tolerance crowd is anything but tolerant. It's quite intriguing to watch. You'll often hear, like, if people go to this hearing on Monday, they'll hear stories of people in the LGBT community being bullied and hurt and abused and losing their jobs. And so far, it's difficult, if not almost impossible, to find any documentation of any of this to back it up. There are many of us who've had to file police reports because of things that have been said and done to us. My life has been threatened just for speaking out for the right of every Idahoan to practice free speech and the free exercise of religion.
What about the argument here that the Add the Words people are saying that it's about fairness and tolerance? And my personal favorite, either he's outgoing or soon to be outgoing, Boise Police Chief Mike Masterson, who has politicized his office, where he's talking about, oh, it's better for the police and all this. And I'm going, do we pay you, sir, to make political statements. Now, if you live in Boise, I don't want you to get arrested for, you know, God forbid that would happen, but I just couldn't believe I saw that the other day. And this isn't the first time he's been involved in this.
You're right, Kevin. That's not the first time, and it won't be the last. You know, it bothers me greatly that he has tried to turn this into a Ferguson type issue. It bothers me a lot that he's willing to throw women and children under the bus with this bill. This bill provides for a portion called public accommodations. And what that means is anybody of any sex can go in any bathroom at any time as long as they self-identify as a person of that bathroom's sex. So a man can put on a dress anywhere he wants, and he can walk into your daughter's or my grandkids' bathroom and take it off, and I don't have any rights to protect my kids from that or my college students. Young girls should be up in arms about this.
And that is in this Add the Words bill.
Yes, this Add the Words bill adds gender identity and sexual orientation to public accommodation, housing, and employment law in the Human Rights Code. And by the way, it's in the criminal statutes, so it is a criminal penalty. The code piece that it's written in refers to a position of Idaho code that says that it is a misdemeanor criminal penalty if you get arrested, charged, and convicted with this. So under threat of law, we can no longer instinctively protect our daughters, our aunts, our mothers, our elderly grandparents. We can no longer stand for what's right.
So to spell it out for people that are kind of listening passively as they're driving in here at 580KIDO, Julie, I could walk into after this bill is passed, I can walk into the ladies' bathroom here at work and go, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, and nothing will happen to me.
Absolutely. In fact, if you walked in there while someone was changing their clothes or whatever, and they told you, get out of here, this is the girls' bathroom, you could actually file charges against them for violating your civil liberties. In reality, that is already in effect in the city of Boise with the Boise ordinance and in many other cities in Idaho with the ordinance. And here's the other thing. You don't even have to really be able to notice. Like if you were in that example, the woman in there wouldn't really have to agree with you that you are a woman. She could look at you and say, that is a guy. I know that's a dude. There's no way in China that guy is a man. But if you think you're a woman, then that's her fault if she doesn't agree with you. And the thing about this bill with gender identity and sexual orientation that is so insidious is neither one of those terms are defined. The left keeps saying just four little words. Just add the four little words. Why are you people so stupid? Just add the four little words. They're not just four little words. They are four undefined words. And right now, Facebook has 51 definitions of those. On the LGBT sites, I found 7 pages of definitions and growing.
Why has the media not covered this? Why has the media not given the other side of the issue? I again, love living here. It's a blessing to be a part of this great state, Julie. But we're the reddest of the red, according to the governor. Yet, in my opinion, you expect from the newspaper, but the broadcast media has been in bed with the Add the Words movement. I mean, they keep going, are they that ignorant that they think this is the modern day civil rights movement?
Well, Kevin, I think there are a number of answers to that. Part of it is that they are that ignorant. Part of it is that they are very compassionate and want people to think they are compassionate. And so they've misidentified this bill as being something that expresses compassion when it does not express compassion. It expresses totalitarianism. And frankly, it leads to a form of anarchy, and they're not willing to look that far ahead. I also think the media is lazy, not just here, but everywhere in the country. And if you look at the national media and our local media, you'll see that the local media is quite similar to the national media in terms of what they choose to cover, how quote-unquote balanced they choose to be, and what they even say after they talk to someone like me.
Well, what gets me, and we made fun of them when we had the same-sex ruling with marriage. We had reporters outside covering a coffee table with no coffee all morning long in front of the Ada County Courthouse because of the Supreme Court ruling or the district ruling. And there was really no news except the Cub reporters trying to hype something that may or may not happen. And I kept saying, where's the interviews with the people that don't agree with this? Where are the people that fought and voted for, you know, keeping marriage sacred here in Idaho?
You know, that frustrates me too, Kevin. But I think if you look at it through their lens, it's my opinion that the media wants to sell advertising and the reporters want to get a scoop. And what sells better than controversy and often created controversy? If you look at these gender orientation or gender identity and sexual orientation bills, the impact is staggering. We saw what happened to the hitching post up in Coeur d'Alene. And that hitching post is a business, and they perform religious services.
Right.
The ACLU, in all of its kindness, said, well, okay, since they're doing religious stuff, we're not going to sue them. But if they want to expand their business or change their brand or do anything different with their business that may be non-religious as we define it, then we're going to sue them. Well, what kind of freedom is that? That's we should all be opposed to this, because you should be allowed to associate with whom you want to associate with. You should be allowed to grow your brand, grow your business as you see fit. And if people don't want to do business with you, then they will go somewhere else.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you want to comment on the Add the Words movement. Julie, let's get back to this issue. But we've become, I guess, Seinfeld America. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We don't want to be offensive. We don't want to be called names. You obviously believe in your cause and what is right. You have been attacked. That hasn't been covered. How do we awaken people to say it's okay to say a marriage should be between a man and a woman, and we don't need men going into ladies' bathrooms or vice versa? You know, the danger here, as you pointed out, is the standards, the laws are being eroded away.
You're exactly right. Political correctness is killing us, and one of the things that we need to do is get back to the principles on which this country was founded and start looking through the lens of now, the reality of what is happening. There are so many court cases of people who have been had their businesses tarnished, their businesses shut down, their lifestyle ruined. Berenell Stutzman in Washington State is under threat of losing her. She's a grandma. She's under threat of losing her home, her income, her business. She owns Arlene's Flowers, and the state attorney general in Washington State, under their four words law, has decided to come after her with both barrels of the gun blazing at her. It's crazy what the government is doing. The government should not be picking and choosing winners, and the government should not be using its full weight to attack good, solid citizens.
And her crime being she's a florist and she doesn't want to do the gay marriage.
You know what she did? She's a florist who has a friend who is a homosexual, and she's done business with him for years. And when same-sex marriage became legal in Washington State, he came to her, said that he and his partner were marrying. Would she do the wedding? She said, I've got to think about this. She politely declined and said, here's a choice. You can go to this person, this person, this person. So he had options in the marketplace. She said, my relationship with my Savior tells me that I should not be using my art and my talent and my God-given abilities to honor something that will grieve my God. And she was excoriated. She's one of those people that has also had death threats far more than what I could reference for me. But all she did was politely decline. Same with Elaine Photography in New Mexico. Politely declined, offered options for these people, and no name calling, nothing unkind, nothing mean. And let me just emphasize that Christians in particular are people that understand and care deeply about the dignity and honor and respect of every citizen. It grieves God if Christians are unkind and disrespectful and treat anybody for any reason with disregard or undermining their dignity. But this bill does not address anything like that, and no bill ever can.
Let's go to Ben in Boise at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ben.
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Great.
I completely agree with you. I'm a small business owner, and if I decide to not serve somebody or, you know, offer my services or product to that person, they're going to go somewhere else. But at the same time, I don't feel like anybody should tell me who I need to or have to provide services for. You know, if they want to take their business somewhere else, then I lose the business. And like the examples you're sharing, these people are not being mean or degrading to the individuals they're not wanting to perform services for. And they're actually giving them options, saying, here, you know, this person will do it for you. And that's a common thing in business. If I'm really too busy to do it or if I just don't want to, I'll refer you to somebody that can. And that's very ethical and concern, and, you know, it's caring. But it's always the opposite in return from the JBL community. If you don't do what they want, they get angry and start calling names, call you a bigot, call you a homophobe, or whatever it is. So it's a double standard, and they're, in general, I don't want to say everybody, but, you know, that's my opinion, and that's what I've seen. And I also want to point out just the statistical facts of the principle or concept of marriage between a man and a woman. You know, and the left always wants to forget about the stats that are facts, that a child raised in a home with a mother and a father are, you know, astronomically more likely to be a successful, good contributor to society versus somebody not raised in the home with their mother and father. That stat is always left out of convenience to make their point.
Ben, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. All right, much more coming up. 580-5436. 580-KIDO, our great friend Julie Lindy with us from the Cornerstone Family Council. And this hearing is Monday?
Yes, Monday morning, 8 o'clock, the Lincoln Auditorium at the Idaho State House. It's a room that seats 500 people. It will be packed. We need people there. And it's in the west end of the building, garden level.
We'll talk more about
in your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Yeah. Up all night.
Well, Idaho, are you ready to add the words? We just heard from our friend Julie Lindy from Cornerstone Family Council that the hearing that has been denied for years and years and years, and we've put sticky notes up, we've been arrested. Well, the folks from Add the Words have been arrested. They're going to get their hearing on Monday. Before we get back to this issue, has the state really acquiesced and rewarded people for breaking the law?
I think I view it as the squeaky wheel.
Let me tell you, if you went down there and locked yourself in a closet in those shenanigans, would you get a hearing the next year?
You know what? That is so hypothetical, Kevin, because I can't even imagine engaging in that behavior.
No one should lock themselves in a closet.
Nobody should lock themselves in a closet.
We go to Bob in Boise at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I just cannot imagine the legislature actually putting this in there. If they do, I have access to be able to get a few boy scalpels that would probably help the fellers that want to go in the wrong restroom get their voice up a little higher and so on.
Well, thanks for that public service announcement.
I thought you would appreciate that. And if I could throw in, I was going to take some black ribbons down and distribute them tomorrow for the black mark on Boise, but I hope this individual has enough gumption to listen to Mrs. Saeed and actually do something. I fear that he won't, and I predict that all the liberals will be down there just climbing all over him and not do a darn thing about it.
Well, thank you for the call, Bob.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for offering that that public service. Julie, what more businesses are under attack by these laws that we hear from the media? It's fair. We're being discriminated against, except there are no cases.
All over the country, there are cases. There's a Kentucky T-shirt company that was accused of violating a fairness ordinance. There's a girls' swim team that was exposed to a naked man in Olympia, Washington's locker room and sauna. A teacher in Vacaville, California, decided to announce her sex change to 8-year-old students without the parents' knowledge. We talked about the photographer. There was an employee fired for telling a cross-dressing male not to be in the bathroom. Washington State Attorney General has sued Baron L. Stutzman. Churches losing tax-exempt status on some retreat property. Biological male with breast implants demanding to use women's locker rooms. Transgender identified students files complaint over dorms. Human Rights Commission orders a school to allow transgender boys in a girl's bathroom. These things go on and on. Innkeepers sued for not providing accommodations for lesbian. Gay couple files a complaint against two bed and breakfasts in Illinois. Some of these businesses, like the bed and breakfast, and there's a farm in upstate New York, these are places that people are living in, and they've opened up portions of their home, portions of their property. And we've got the federal government coming in, or the state governments coming in, and threatening and intimidating these families, these small businesses, with loss of their livelihood and loss of their property if they don't buckle under and comply with these laws.
I like the one, the man with the breast implants. Who would have thought?
Right. You know, we hear about the cake bakers and all of that. A cake isn't just a cake. Most of these cases, like the cake baker in Colorado, he's been forced into, and his employees, by the way, have been told they have to go to these re-education camps. I'm not really sure what they exactly call them.
Uh-oh.
But they have to be retrained in sensitivity. This is an infringement on rights, and nobody should have to choose between living free and making a living. You shouldn't have to check your faith or your beliefs at the front door the minute you open a business.
I agree. And Julie, one more time, and we're going to have you back on Monday via the right outside of this. But for people listening here at 580KIDO, the hearing is Monday at 8, and you want as many people as possible to be there concerning Add the Words.
Absolutely. And come early and come polite. One of the reasons it's hard to understand how these other people function is because we can't think that way often, as the way they behaved last year. So we're going to come with our manners, with our Christian politeness, and the grace that God has afforded us.
Julie, if people want more information about your group, what can they do?
They can go to www.cfcidaho.org.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks so much. I look forward to it.
You're listening to 580KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men,
men, men, men, men, manly men, 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 men.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580KIDO. Dave Burnett with us for the Manly Man segment. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
And here we are. I know you've been here with a bated breath, ready to go. The president here, excited. He's going to come in. He's going to remake America, remake Idaho, and it's all going to be great and wonderful. We've got the fastest economic growth ever.
Hang on. I'm just checking my pay stub. Nope. No better now than it was 6 years ago.
I think I'm going to do something that I've never done with you, to you, for you this morning.
All right. I'm ready. I'm ready. Give it.
You're going to. Jeez. This is what my life has become, talking to this nitwit every morning at 5:30.
You're calling me a nitwit?
No, I'm saying you're saying that about me.
No, no. I thought you were calling me a nitwit.
No.
I was say, man, look at you being a name caller like everybody else. Name calling going on.
No. So I'm going to play a couple selected bits, and you get to respond to the president.
Okay.
Okay, so we won't worry about Senator Ernst. Our official response will be Dave Burnett.
Dear boy.
All right, here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mr. President, are you ready?
And today, America is number one in oil and gas. America is number one in wind power. Every 3 weeks, we bring online as much solar power as we did in all of 2008. And thanks to lower gas prices and higher fuel standards, the typical family this year should save about $750 at the pump.
How about that?
I think lower gas prices are fantastic. I guess the president did it. I think he did it. So that good job. Look at me. Good job.
Good job, Mr. President.
I'm happy to be. Yeah, I'm happy to be paying lower prices. He's done great.
All right. So
that Keystone Pipeline, perfect.
All right. The president talks about his future. And by the way, you're listening to our official response from Dave Burnett here at 580 KIDO.
Fantastic.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda. I know, because I won both of them.
Had to go there.
Yeah.
Dave Burnett. I'm not quite sure I understand. I know, but he knows what.
Well, he was talking about that, hey, it's the end, I'm done, I was a good President Obama, I have no more campaigns to run, I have nothing to lose. And the Republicans all went, yay, you're done, ha, 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 ha. And he goes, ha, I won them both. And the Democrats went, yay, he won them both. That's my new voice. Yay.
And immediately after the speech, the president emailed Democrat supporters asking for money, saying, quote, in the email, I hope you're excited about the agenda I laid out tonight for 2015. Obama's email read, now's the time to get to work. Let's go make a monthly contribution to support Democrats now, with a link to where they could give money.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was all done campaigning.
Well, campaigning for himself, not for everybody else. Now, let's get back to, you can't skirt the president. You can't duck him, Dave Burnett.
No, I'm not trying to.
I know you're trying to.
No, I'm not trying to.
All right, we're going to go back to...
It's much too fast for me.
How great the economy is.
At every step, we were told our goals were misguided or too ambitious, that we would crush jobs and explode deficits. Instead, we've seen the fastest economic growth in over a decade, our deficits cut by two-thirds, a stock market that has doubled, and healthcare inflation at its lowest rate in 50 years.
He says it's the best economy ever.
That's great. It's great. That's fantastic.
Just saying.
Yeah, no, that is a good response. That's a great response. That is good. I like that. You should go with that response all day.
All right, here we go. More from Dave Burnett and the president.
Tonight, for the first time since 9/11, our combat mission in Afghanistan is over.
Well, that's not the Well, there you go. I guess we stopped. I guess we quit. Did we quit? Is that what it was?
Boy, how's Iraq doing?
It's fantastic, Kevin. Beautiful. I'm booking my vacation now.
My favorite is the president urges civility, then starts taunting people. It's almost as if, well, I don't want to say he's like a petulant child, but he's a petulant child.
Yeah, that is something I really noted was the call for civility and then turn around was uncivil. I was like, wow. I mean, whether you support or not, did not people notice that?
Well, and as you pointed out, Knox constant fundraising and then ask for donations.
Yeah. The first thing, by the time the speech was out, the email was sent. It was like, not that he said that, the president, because I had somebody in the building say, the president didn't do that. Okay, the president did not leave the podium and go down and sit down at the computer and send out the email. I get that. But his organization did. We're not campaigning, but give money. Oh, okay. I'm going to be giving mine April 15th, like everybody else.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Yeah, the viewership down, not all that big. More people probably watching Inflategate last Sunday, or Deflategate, whatever it was last Sunday. But the president on his way to the reddest state in the nation. One of the reddest states.
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
Well, yeah, but in general, if you want to talk R's and D's, it's one of the reddest states in the nation.
Are you excited about this?
About the president coming? For the position of the president to come to Idaho, I think, anytime you have a sitting president come, whether it was Bush in 2005 when he vacationed or, whether it was Bill Clinton at the airport waving and making a speech. I think that's all he did. Or who was the president in the past that allegedly had a mistress in Idaho? Who was that?
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, was it Grover? Or whether it was Grover Cleveland coming to the Kevin Miller show. You know, I think any time a sitting president comes, I think there is a certain amount of significance just because of the office of the president coming out this direction.
We continue on to Dave Burnett's favorite story. Are you done with the president?
Kevin, what kind of way is that to talk?
Your heart just doesn't seem to be in slapping the president. How about slapping my favorite team, the Patriots?
My goodness. 11 of the – I told you this morning, I wish I had the music. Dun, dun, dun.
We have the news report here.
Fallout on social media has been swift. Okay. Hall of Fame wide receiver Jerry Rice tweeting, 11 of 12 balls underinflated. Can anyone spell cheating? Hashtag just saying. And Colts punter Pat McAfee making light of the situation, saying if New England was to be DQ'd, we'd be their replacements, right? I probably should lay off those strawberry margaritas. And depending on what the NFL finds, the Patriots could be fined and docked draft picks. Head coach Bill Belichick says that the team is cooperating with the investigation.
Of course we are. Tom Brady, quote, I like deflated balls.
Of course. I find it fascinating. Is it going to make a difference in the outcome of the game? No, the Patriots crushed. Go ahead and give the Colts 2 touchdowns back. They still lose. I just find it fascinating that a team that has been convicted of cheating, again, questioned, and when allegedly, because we don't know for sure, the NFL has not said that 11 of the 12 balls were deflated. Now, number one, who did that? And number two,
maybe it was the Colts.
Why would you do that?
Now the Ravens are saying, they used deflated balls against us. Well, you should have caught them.
How much do you think coming up in the Super Bowl, they're going to be weighing and measuring those balls nonstop? And that's the other thing. This is going to become a story because you know how it is when it comes to the Super Bowl. It's nonsensical conversations about things in football. We're going to hear about this from now until up into the Super Bowl pregame as they... You know, you'll see, who is it on NBC? Who's the reporters for that? Whoever it is, not Terry Bradshaw, but whoever it is.
Chris Collins.
Al Michaels will be showing how they inflate the, how the needle is inserted, how they inflate the balls, how it's measured, how it's.
Oh, Fox and Friends is doing it now. And this is why, you know, sports has become such a big part of our lives. But, you know, again, it's because it's the Patriots. They're the team that people love to hate. And. You know something? It's part of the New England experience. And when I lived in New England, I didn't particularly care for it. They're a unique breed. Well, Kevin, everybody's a unique breed. No, they're very, I will say, very confident in everything that they do. And do you remember Amazing Race Year 2?
Ooh, maybe.
The people that won it, it was a couple guys from Boston. They were cocky. They were very arrogant. And the guy goes, I'm going to steal his girlfriend. Why? Because we're from Boston. And there was this guy from California. And they just messed with his head. And I could so relate to that because that's what those people do. And that team is that area personified. People didn't like the Red Sox or the Bruins. But the Patriots, they're like the modern-day villains. Belichick, Brady.
Well, Belichick goes against a lot, you know, the whole sweatshirt thing as opposed to a polo. And, you know, it goes with the whole image.
He's responsible for me wearing hoodies every day.
Thanks, Bill. and I think probably when the videotape comes out, we'll see him on the sideline with the needle letting the air out of the ball. By the way, before we go, and I do want to make point the one very positive thing. A very positive thing out of the president's visit today. Nagme Gabadini is supposed to get a time to visit with President Obama. So that is very positive. Her letter, open letter to the president, published at 580kideo.com. So that is a very positive, I hope, happens.
And it shows that prayer makes a difference, and you heard her here with us yesterday.
Yeah, and she is asking others, you know, to head it down to BSU to show up, show your support, color yellow. Hold up signs along the way, free Saeed. So just encouraging people to do that.
If you're allowed to carry signs in.
Well, on the street, you know.
Yeah,
on
but
the,
not in the facility.
Yeah, in the facility, they're not going to allow. But on the street, you know, if you're lining the roadway of the presidential motorcade, Might not
is
be a bad
idea. Is he coming
down
Broadway or?
They will not say which way he comes. Oh. That will not be told. You know, we won't know until it happens. But
I wonder if Dr. K knows. I mean, Dr. Custer, not Dr. K's pet clinic.
Yeah, it's a pet clinic. Kevin, your traffic now. We do have a bit of...
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, we're getting ready for our pre-protest party. We've got Patriot Ray with us. We've got Pat from Middleton. And we'll be going over the State of Union, plus your predictions for the president's speech. Would invite you to go to 580KIDO.com and take a look at a blog post I put up, Obama's Idaho, my predictions on what the president will speak about today. And we'll ask our esteemed panel, plus you, what you think the president will say today here in Idaho. Let's get you to traffic now at 5:59:25 in Meridian. Coming up, we'll review last night's State of the Union. Are you pumped up about it? The president says these are the best of times to quote Sticks. Do you agree? Plus Deflategate and other issues of relevance. Stay tuned.
KIDO Nova.